I was in Germany, and there were times when I was in great danger, and I never knew when danger would start.
Martha Cohn, a 97-year-old French native who worked as a spy for the intelligence service of the 1st French Army, came to CSU Wednesday to talk during the 20th annual Holocaust Awareness Week. Cohn joined the Army in November of 1944, where she was eventually assigned to the 151st Regiment of the French Army. She was recruited by the colonel of her regiment, Pierre Avia, during lunchtime.
He explained to me that in Germany, all males from the age of 12 to old age are in uniform. So any man in civilian clothes walking the streets of Germany would be noticed and arrested. And he asked me if I accepted to be transferred to the intelligence service.
When the Germans invaded France, Cohn's sister was eventually arrested and taken by a Nazi military police force. Cohn's sister refused to escape, even though there were plans to save her. And later, Cohn found out that she had been sent to multiple camps and eventually to Auschwitz, where she disappeared.
My sister disappeared. We don't know anything. How she died, we don't know anything.
Cohn attempted to cross into Germany 13 times and was successful on her 14th. The first time she crossed, she was told to crawl behind a patch of bushes and wait for two sentinels to turn their backs and walk in between them into the country and to the east because there were no barriers.
Once lying behind these bushes, seeing the sentinel come and go, I became absolutely frenetically desperate. I didn't want to go. And I felt that nobody had the right to make me go. I felt very sorry for myself. And it took me an extremely long time to overcome that fear.
Cohn gained important information about retreating German forces while posing as a German nurse looking for a Nazi husband. She talked to several German officers, even one she helped heal, despite him boasting about his acts against Jewish people. Cohn says she thinks it's important to speak to younger generations because history tends to repeat itself. She says, quote, "You are the future, I am the past." And she says she has hope for the future. As for neo-Nazis and Holocaust deniers, she has one message.
I would tell them that when they deny that there was camps, then bring back my sister. I have a sister who disappeared at the age of 21 in Auschwitz, and she was a medical student.